Joy FM. Hi, it's Daniel and Melody, and we are sitting around with a cup of coffee right now with our friend Alexandra Cavill, and she lives in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, but has an impact. Melody, that I just learned, has actually spanned the world because she has helped people even as far away as the continent of Africa.
Not everybody can say that, right?
That's right.
We first met at an Unspeakable Joy women's event where we hosted Liz Curtis Higgs as our guest speaker that year, and Alexandra was there in one of our spaces to help ladies. I want to know more of your story and what God has called you to do these days.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So my background previously was in the HR space and leadership development. And so development was something that just always was a complete passion, thinking, well, what else is next? What else is out there? The more I was in it and the just stronger my faith became, the more I thought I need God to be a part of this process, not just a part, but the center of it. And then I learned about Christian coaching. So it combines goal setting and Jesus in one of the most amazing ways possible.
Do you find that there are young people, middle-aged, old people, everybody, there's a segment of people out there that they just don't know what the next step is? Or they've heard the very well-meaning Christian platitude, encouragement of just do the next thing. And they're like, well, what is the next thing? Is it flipping burgers? Is it going back to school? Is it just peddling my wares on the street? Like, what is the next thing? And that's probably what people come to me is like, I have no idea where to turn to next.
Oftentimes people come to me and they're stuck. They're overwhelmed. They're exhausted. And to your point, they're not sure what that next thing is. So we get to sit together. We get to go to the Lord. The name of my coaching practice is actually grace-based Christian coaching. So to make that room for the Holy Spirit to move and to speak, to create that breathing room, if you will. So we get quiet, we start in prayer, and we go to the Lord. You know, what is it based on where you're at? What can you do with that, right? You have experience, you have passion, and then what is your future because of all of that? So we get really curious, get deep into some questions that sometimes we just don't go to those scary places on our own. So absolutely, figuring out that next step in a way that is guided by the Lord is part of what we do.
Chatting with our friend Alexandra Cavill, Grace Space Christian Coaching. .com. You put a .com on the end of that, you'll get connected up with her. And we're going to have more in our discussion today as we set goals, as we think about the future, as we seek the Lord and get some good advice from Alexandra. Still to come here on the Morning Joyride on Joy FM. Joy FM, good morning. Thanks for listening. It's Daniel and Melody here on the Morning Joyride, and our friend Alexandra Cavill from Grace Space Christian Coaching.com is with us. We're having a good cup of coffee with her and talking and thinking really about, you know, how to take the next step. What does the Lord have in store for you as you plan your year, as you plan your life? And seeking Him in all things.
I started to say, how many next steps have we taken? All of us. And it was not in any way God's steps. It was just what we wanted in our own flesh. And then we just are miserable, unhappy. We just kind of blow it because we don't take the time to stop and ask the Lord, where would you have me go? Where would you have me be next? So I think that's awesome that is... Your goal is to put Jesus in the as the focus and as the center of whatever that next step is.
I love that you said that. It kind of makes me think of an analogy that kind of comes up is, could we figure out sort of when we're trying to go in a certain direction, perhaps what that direction is? Yeah, maybe we know we want to go to, let's say we're in the Carolinas, we want to go to Florida. Generally speaking, we know we want to go south, but we're not just going to do it without a map, without GPS, without tools. We want to get there in the most efficient, effective way possible. And that's sort of like what coaching is. It brings in Jesus. He's going to give us the steps, the right way to take. Sure, we may eventually get there on our own, but it's not going to look pretty, and you're going to be exhausted once you get there.
Do you have like a huge success story with that you could tell us?
So there's one story that pops into mind. It's such a beautiful one that I think is worth sharing. So I have a client. She and I had come together when she lost her daughter at 30-some weeks. She was so close to the end of her pregnancy, and she found out there's no longer a heartbeat. So she had mentioned she was, you know, in one of the worst places of her life. She was stuck. She was sad. And she knew that she needed to move forward, but just didn't have it in her to do that. So she looked at a few different options, and it turned out that coaching ended up being the best fit for her. So we got back to what so much of this is, getting back to the basics, right? Mm-hmm. Getting into quiet time with God, really hearing from Him, having that be a part of her day daily. We helped to really launch her business. She has an interior design business, and get that to the next level. And as she started to just crave Jesus in this new and beautiful way, her marriage flourished. Her relationship with her son just grew to this next level. She began serving her church as a worship leader. It's all of the sudden, the lens changed on everything. And so that was just, to God be the glory, a beautiful success story that I don't think either one of us expected.
Right. Yeah. Chatting with our friend Alexandra Cavill, Grace Space Christian Coaching. .com. You put a .com on the end of that, you'll get connected up with her. And we're going to have more in our discussion today as we set goals, as we think about the future, as we seek the Lord and get some good advice from Alexandra. Still to come here on the Morning Joyride on Joy FM. You've heard of a sports coach. You've heard of a business coach. What about a life coach? Hi, it's Daniel Abelida here at Joy FM. Our friend Alexandra Cavill. Now, she lives and operates out of the Charlotte, North Carolina area, but is available worldwide for anybody to contact her. And we're talking, got a cup of coffee here going with Alexandra about plan for either a new year or a new career or a new phase of life. Just some good practical advice that we're mulling over this morning with our friend Alexandra.
I talked to a guy this week who, and he didn't go into specifics, so I don't know, and I was going to ask you this question too, with life coaching, is it people specifically looking for career opportunities or next steps, or do you find people who aren't necessarily, they don't need to have income, they don't need to have, be the breadwinner in the home, they're just not sure what their purpose is, even just within the family unit? So let me just start with that question. Like, you know, is this just limited to people in a professional setting?
Such a good question too. And it can be, so it can be all of those things. So oftentimes the people will come to me, they are people who are just very impactful in what they do in the day to day, right? They've got an incredible business plan. On the outside, things look amazing, but it's like, well, what about their life, right? They might be go, 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 do, do, do. And at the end of the day, their day was full, but then they feel kind of empty, right? So how do we take life up to that next level? You know, quote, the right answers. What are the, quote, right priorities? Right. How do I actually take that from my head and live it out? So a lot of times we'll work on those peripheral activities outside of the job, because that's really oftentimes what the sweetness of life can be. But however, there can be women that I've worked with, for example, who are leaders in their community. Right. Maybe their full-time job is to stay home with their children, and that's their ministry. Someone I'm working with right now, that her kids just went off to college, both of her two boys. And so we're looking, what is next for her? How can she use the skills that she does have? Because those are some of the incredible skills to raise some godly children. How can she use that well in this next step? What does her marriage look like in this next step of life? Right. She has more capacity to serve her community. What could that look like? And just having fun and dreaming and then implementing those dreams and visions.
So I was talking to this guy this week, and he said, I'm in a stage where I don't know what's next. I thought, he never said I'm an impatient guy. He just said, I am an impatient. And I kind of thought, my mind went to how we think of, you know, when you're in a hospital, you are a patient. Well, he's an impatient. And I thought, okay, he said, so it's very hard for me just to be still. I feel like I'm just waiting on God. And even in that waiting, I'm just like, well, at what point do I stop waiting? Like at one point, and we were talking about this, God gave me a good mind. I'm supposed to use it. He's gave me these skills. I'm supposed to use it. So at what point do I just like use those things for His honor versus me just taking charge and being impatient? So what would you say to someone who feels like they're just in this waiting game? And again, church scriptures, well-meaning Christians will say, wait on God. And they're just kind of in this in-between moment and wondering what's next.
That is such a hard one. And my heart goes out to people that are in that place, because I've been there myself and I know how painful and trying it can be. But what I would add is a phrase along the lines of, I mean, pausing is productive. Sometimes we want to run and chase something or see the next step, and we're just going to go crazy on that hamster wheel. And just to take the time out and let God direct you. So maybe you want to go straight. But even if you change your course 10%, you are going to end up in a completely different location. So I would encourage people who are in that spot to pause, read scripture, go to that godly counsel, maybe try it. And it doesn't have to be doing something wildly different. It could be, what is that first small step? And seeing, well, does that lead to the next one? Or if doors perhaps continue to close, you know, go back and spend time, whether for you is it, you know, some of us do great with prayer, some of us do great with journaling, some of us do great with the external processing, having conversations. So going down those paths, hearing what people say, what the themes in that are, what the themes and where God is leading you to be, and where all of those things converge. And then you get that sense of peace, and you get that knowing, that confidence that we know can only come from the Lord. And once you have that, go for it.
Yes.
I love that, Alexandra. Pausing is productive. More practical ways to help you start, launch, get unstuck, whatever the next step for you is, even if you don't know what that next step is. We're going to get some more advice from Alexandra Cavill, GraceSpaceChristianCoaching.com, as we continue today on the Morning Joyride.
It's Daniel Melody here at Joy FM, and we're talking, actually having coffee with Alexandra Cavill. And I wanted to connect you to her, by the way. You can get more information from Alexandra at her website, GraceSpaceChristianCoaching.com. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So GraceSpaceChristianCoaching.com, if you head on over there, one of the fun things that you can see is we've got a fun freebie for you that I've created myself. 7 steps to making your vision board come to life. So go ahead, grab yourself that guide, and we're going to make that those goals with God be able to still come to life. So those are some of my very best tips. So you can get that on there.
And she said free, Melody. Free. It's free.
Hey, I'm all in.
Okay.
Anything free.
What's the website again?
Yeah, so it's GraceSpaceChristianCoaching.com.
So somebody who right now is listening this morning and their mind's in 1,000 different places and the car next to them just cut them off in traffic and they're worried about their kids. But boy, they're looking for some hope. You have some practical things too that can help?
Yes. So when you're in that moment, you need some hope. The answer is always Jesus. And I'm going to say that here right now too. So I would encourage you to take a moment, go to him in prayer. Don't be afraid to say what you need to say, to lay it at his feet. And then get clear around, you know, well, what's that next step? It can be a baby simple step. It can be sending an email. It can be making a call to someone. It can be thinking of, well, what do I need to say to that person? So considering what that would be. And considering, what is your motivation for that? How is God leading you to do the thing? And getting really clear on that why, to give you that energy and that boost to do whatever the hard thing is. And then share it, you know, share it with someone. Have someone, we were meant to be in community, right? So share this with someone who's going to encourage you and then lovingly hold you accountable to. And hey, maybe it's even paying it forward in a way and you can do your big things together with God.
Just don't throw in the towel. Keep moving forward, right?
Exactly right.
Chatting with our friend Alexandra Cavill, GraceSpaceChristianCoaching.com. You put a .com on the end of that, you'll get connected up with her. And we're going to have more in our discussion today as we set goals, as we think about the future, as we seek the Lord and get some good advice from Alexandra. Still to come here on the Morning Joyride on Joy FM. Joy FM, good morning. Thanks for listening. It's Daniel and Melody here on the Morning Joyride, and our friend Alexandra Cavill from GraceSpaceChristianCoaching.com is with us. We've got a good cup of coffee here. Now, around the radio station, we have this saying, and you probably heard it, easy never changed the world. ENCW, right? Easy never changed the world. And it's really a model where that Jesus led of how he did the hard things. It's basically a mantra that says, don't give up, don't give in. There is hope. Press in on those hard things. And it fits so well, Alexandra, with the tools that you've been telling us about with this life coach. But let's talk about Alexandra and your story.
I can truly see that he uses all things for good, things that I would never in a million years expect. Can kind of come together in a beautiful way. So grateful that I'm in that place, and now I just have a heart for people who aren't, because I know what it feels like to be in a place that is so misaligned to who he created you to be, what he created you to do, and what it's like to be in that exact sweet spot too. So just know there's hope, keep pressing on, and good things are to come.
Have you ever been given good advice? Have you ever been in a place where you needed help and so you went to someone, whether you know, and who would that be?
There's someone that I had worked with previously when I was in the corporate space. It was hard. It was I had made the job change. It was on my own. It was something that I had wanted to do, but it was a hard decision too. And it was the very best move I could have ever made. She was an incredible manager. I can be very much a perfectionist at times. And she helped me to see things from a new perspective, a new light. So she had a strengths-based approach. And I would say that was a complete game changer. And so, for instance, after finishing, let's say, giving a presentation in front of a group, we didn't start with, oh, that wasn't as great as you could have done, or did you see how you messed up there? We started by affirming what went well. We celebrated. We started from that positive place. And that gave me the energy to continue on.
Confidence.
Yes, 100%. The drive to do more of the hard things. And then once we were there, she would also say, well, if this happened in the same exact way next time, what would you do differently? Right. And so to kind of be in a place where we poured into the strengths and then looked in a curious way at those areas that I could improve upon was life-changing.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up, Alexandra has committed to giving a free 30-minute phone call assessment meeting with you, coaching, just to see what God may have in store here. And that's really, really cool. Going to tell you about that coming up. As we set goals, as you think about what is next in my life, what does God have in store for me? Boy, a good friend and a good prayer partner. You can't go wrong there. And Alexandra is proving to be a wonderful support for us all here at Joy FM. Such good stuff here. And GraceSpaceChristianCoaching.com.
For a first step, if you're bringing somebody in to coach them, and if you don't mind giving away a little bit of your advice here on the radio, there are so many different personality profiles or ways of discovering what your skills are. You mentioned strength finders. There's the Myers-Briggs. There's the DISC. There's the CVI. There's the tall trees. There's even like the...
We have to do all those. We know all of that. I'm a merchant innovator, in case you were wondering.
And I've even taught Gary Chapman, Dr. Gary Chapman's the five languages of appreciation. Yeah. So there's ways that we all relate so differently and communicate differently and see life differently. And some may say, well, that's too inward focused. You know, we don't want to be going down the Eastern mysticism route. But there is something to be said about putting the oxygen mask on yourself so you can be a help to others. You know, so you can shine that light for Jesus. If you're broken, there may be some need for some self-care and help for yourself. So what would you recommend of those tools or anything that you offer to realize, okay, here are some things, and it's okay to say I'm not good at this, and I need help in that department.
Oh, I love me an assessment.
Great Enneagram, I forgot that one out.
I have hit you. So, yeah, there's some really good ones out there. A couple of that stick out that I'll tend to use oftentimes with clients is the DISC assessment and a spiritual gifts assessment. Mm-hmm. So what I love about the DISC assessment is how simple it is. There are four main categories. So it helps so much to understand where you fall in, but it's also such a beautiful thing that because DISC is so simple, you can really connect to, well, what are others? And because of who I am and how they are, how can we relate in an effective way? So that's one that I see clients picking up and using really quick. And then the spiritual gifts too. And I would say two things. One, because it helps us focus on our strengths. And I think that's really healthy and positive, right? You think of an athlete. They're maybe concerned with capitalizing more on what they do really, really well than, you know, maybe I'm a football player. Why am I going to go try and pitch baseball? It just doesn't make sense. So with us too, we want to think about our strengths, and then we want to think about, I mean, it's biblical too. We're created in a unique way so that we can serve others and bless others. So it's something that feels so good for them to receive and for us to give. So that's a really amazing tool too that I would highly, highly recommend. And it's just such a joy how scripture is connected to it too. So there's some assessments that give really good examples of how you can actually put that into action.
Yeah, and these are much deeper than which Disney character are you best aligned with. These are deep spiritual assessments and professional assessments that really do have some good track record.
Yeah, our church just went through a very deep spiritual gifts test for our whole entire congregation, and it was so fun to look back, and people were like, what? That is my spiritual gift? Like, I never really thought that I was either good in that or that would be something that I could use in my life. And so it really has kind of helped transform even the church, because people are doing and are placed in the places they really need to be, instead of the place where they may have just said yes to because nobody else would take that job. Through the years, I have taken spiritual gifts test. I've probably done it four, maybe five times. My top spiritual gift was always the same thing. Recently, when I just took it, it changed. So it's interesting. For 4 years, or 4 years from my 20s, it was always leadership. And then this last time, it was the gift of mercy, which was interesting, because as you get older and you live life, you learn that sometimes we can't get it together, you know, and so you learn to give mercy and you realize how important that is. My point in saying all that is those tests can be vital to changing the whole, your whole outlook about where your life is going. So I would encourage you to get in touch and go to the website. And
if you want to reach out, I can absolutely recommend a couple specific ones that are really good resources.
It's so much fun.
And I had heard someone kind of say it along the lines of with giftings, because that's just so natural and normal to us. So kind of thinking of, well, what's duh to you, but it's just mind-blowing or genius to everyone else, right? And so those assessments kind of help us tap into that a little bit. Yeah.
As a coach, some people may think, well, you're obviously course correcting, and sometimes you may have to get in their face and you're yelling, and the built-in name of Grace Space, and and if you look at Alexandria, like, well, she's going to approach this with love and tenderness. And so how do you ever have to get in there and say, okay, we got to have a heart to heart on this?
Oh yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh yeah. Well, cause it's a disservice not to, right? Part of coaching is I want to encourage you, but also hold you accountable in the most loving way possible. So we love our family and friends, but sometimes, we don't have those hard conversations with them. And so the coach is that sort of third party person who we can go to those really uncomfortable spaces. We can dig in and uncover those challenges and then do something with them, because that's important. That's so much growth is going to come from that. So absolutely, we'll touch on those spots too.
Hi, it's Daniel and Melody here at Joy FM, and we're sitting having coffee with Alexandra Cavill and GraceSpaceChristianCoaching.com. And you may be asking, what's the difference between coaching, Christian coaching, and Christian counseling?
Yes. Or like, you know, in a nutshell, Alexandra, what is coaching? What does that mean?
That was something that even was helpful for me to understand it several years ago, once coaching became on the radar, right? Because I thought, you know, coaching, this is something maybe I can do one day when I'm in the sunset of my career. Thought I had to have all the answers. Sometimes people think of coaching as almost more of consulting or mentoring, but really what it is, it's a process where there's powerful questioning. So we'll go through, I'm trained in the Christian coaching model. And so we'll go through that. We'll talk about what's going on with where you're at, with where you're feeling God's leading you, and then what's a strategy to help you get from here to there. And then what are those obstacles that are probably going to come up, and how can we be proactive to think through them? So what coaching is, it's future focused and it's action oriented. You're always going to leave with the next step, a takeaway, something to implement, whether it be a to-do item or even a mindset sort of way of thinking shift. Counseling, on the other hand, it's more looking back. So it's more about the past, whereas coaching is more about the future. So maybe if someone has a trauma that they need to heal from, counseling, it is an amazing, beautiful tool to do just that. But that's a bit about how the two are different.
We mentioned earlier that Alexandra has helped people all over the country, all over the world. And so if someone were listening right now and they go to your website and they contact you or they give you a call and they say, Alexandra, I need some help. What's next? Like, what does that process look like from step one all the way through a long relationship? Are these long-term relationships, or are they more on a quick path?
So what the very first step would be is to connect through a clarity call. So if you go onto the website and you click on the contact tab, that's how you can reserve your clarity call. That is a 30-minute session, completely free of charge. It's like a mini coaching session, if you will. So you can get a taste of what is it like to be coached. So we'll spend the first portion of our time together doing that. And then the back third of it, answering any of those specific questions, those logistics questions that you might have. So with every coaching engagement, we'll start with a life assessment. So we'll have you rate where you are across different areas of your life, and then dive deep on some questions from the get-go. People seem to really enjoy this. It's a deep reflection where a lot comes to the surface in the best possible way. So it really sets that strong foundation so that we can move forward in the most purposeful way. And from my perspective, the two types of packages that I've created, one is a 3-month and one is a 6-month package. So somewhat similar to a gym membership, the commitment and consistency, when it is there, that's when you see the very best results. So a 3-month package, it might be for someone who has one or two areas that they'd like to see change in, they're just feeling led to dig into. And then a 6-month engagement, maybe for someone who has maybe 3, 4 or more areas of their life that they just would like to see transformation in. They're ready for a lifestyle change. They know themselves and might need someone to come alongside of them, hold them accountable, and support for a bit more of an extended period of time.
Do you, you know how like when you read a really great book and you're sad when it's over because you just want to keep them? Do you feel that way sometimes with those that you work with when it's time for them to go on their journey by themselves, that you're like, oh, I don't want you to leave me?
So I developed some amazing relationships with my clients. We just get in the thick of it together, and it's such a special process and experience. So that can definitely happen, but it's also, you know, you just want to see them fly and use what they've taken and put it into practice. It's, you know, these are tools that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life. And for those who just aren't ready to give it up and they have some other areas and they're just getting started, don't you worry. We've got some sustainment packages for you, and so that can be a piece of it too. Yes.
Have you seen those that just have the aha moment where they it just all connects and they finally get it? I know where I'm supposed to be. I know where God. Have you literally been, so to speak, in the room with them when that aha moment happens, and you can celebrate that with them?
It is a beautiful thing. I get to be their cheerleaders in the biggest way too, which is so special to witness that God moment. Mm-hmm. And funny you say that, because that's a question that I'll actually ask clients at the very end of each session. What was your biggest takeaway or aha moment? Mm-hmm. So we'll get to recognize that, celebrate that. And it's something that, you know, you want to hold on to and relive, because it is such a gift from God to cherish.
Well, Alexandra, you set it up and you said first 30 minutes free. Did I hear that? So are you prepared for this? We may all be calling you and saying, I need 30 minutes. I need some direction. Can you help? But a good coach is willing to serve. And I see that in you. And I appreciate that. And offer here for anybody who's listening to Joy FM right now. But hold on, that phone may start to ring.
Well, I can't wait to meet all of you. It has been such a joy and honor, and would just love to come alongside of you as a Christian coach and just see what the mission is to help others courageously pursue their most intentional lives possible while more fully loving God, themselves, and others in the process. So if that sounds like you, would love to talk.
Well, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us. This has been fun.
Thank you so much.